Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something really useful because that's exactly what we are doing. It's about learning. And we have a very special guest, Louis Vanon, the founder, creator of Duolingo. Don't tell me that you don't know Duolingo. Duolingo has 120 million people using it. Hi, Louis. 你好.
你好.
你好. Thank you for joining us, Louis. I'm a big fan of your work, and I know you democratize learning language. So can you share with us your thought on learning?
Yeah, I started Duolingo about 4 or 5 years ago. And I started because I'm a big believer in learning. I mean, I was in a very fortunate position in my life. I had just sold my second company to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do something that is related to education because that's always been my true passion. I am a computer science professor.
Yep.
So I'm very interested in education. But my views on education are very affected by where I'm from. I was born in Guatemala,
mm-hmm.
which is a very poor country.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people talk about education as something that brings equality to different social classes.
Yep.
But I also saw it as the opposite, particularly coming from Guatemala, where what I saw was that people who have a lot of money
mm-hmm.
Can pay themselves the best education in the world.
Right.
And because they're so well educated, mm-hmm. they continue having a lot of money. Whereas people who don't have very much money barely learn how to read and write.
Right.
Because of that, they continue not having very much money. So what I wanted to do with Duolingo was to make something that would give equal access to education to everybody, regardless of whether they had money or not. So this is why we launched Duolingo. We decided to start with languages, and that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching languages. But the idea with Duolingo is that it is a 100% free way to learn languages.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether, the only thing you need to have is a device and connection to the internet.
Yep.
But as soon as you have that, we have a completely free way to learn languages.
Mm-hmm. So the way to say learn or to learn or learning in Chinese, we say 学习.
学习.
学, that means to learn something, to acquire the knowledge. 习 is very interesting. 习 actually means to practice, to review. So when you put 学习 together in Chinese concept, you can have someone to give you a lecture. Someone argue that's a way of learning. But unless you internalize the knowledge and you practice it, then we can't really say you know something. So 学习 in Chinese, actually not only to acquire the knowledge, you have to practice too. So 学习.
学习, that's amazing. I did not realize that practice was also in there. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and then if we decipher even more with a character, the character 习, it's actually the combination between the wings and the sun in the sky. And have you seen some documentary, David Attenborough, with the young little chicks just came out from the nest and trying to learn how to fly? And then the mother chicks will say, oh, fly to the sky. And then, so when they flap the wings, trying to aim at the sky with the sun, then that's practice how to fly. So that's the ancient Chinese people, how they coined this word, to practice, using that story.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so now you remember, and I don't think you will forget about this once you know this story. So in Chinese concept, to learn something requires lots of practice, and practice makes perfect. That's an English wisdom as well.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay. So in your experience, you are a avid learner and educator. And do you want to share with us what is the most effective way to learn?
Yeah. One thing we have found in Duolingo that's actually very interesting. Imagine you're only going to spend 10 hours learning something. It is a lot more effective to learn it over the span of several days or several weeks as opposed to doing 10 hours at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, cramming is not very good. Cramming works for the test, if your test is the next day, but 1 week later, you forget it.
Right.
So that's one of the main things we have learned on Duolingo. We really try to get people to use the app every day
mm-hmm.
for a little bit as opposed to one time for a long time.
Right. Okay. That's a very useful tip. And do you know that when we know, we now not only humans can learn, machines can learn too. So in English now it's a very hot vocabulary called machine learning. We should learn that in Chinese too. So we know machine in Chinese, we say 机器.
机器.
机器. And machine learning, 机器学习.
机器学习.
Yeah. So 机器 is machine. And do you remember earlier we said robot, 机器人, that's the same 机器.
Right, right.
You see, Chinese is like a Lego, it's like alphabet. You pick up one and two and you continue building them. And then you just have different mix and match. That's it.
That's so easy.
Yeah, very easy. So 机器 is machine and 学习 is learning, to learn. So machine learning is 机器学习. Because machines can learn so quickly, as you see the trend. Now we can have all the learning outcome being stored in the cloud. So all the machines in the world, they can download the learning outcome overnight. And did you see this as a shocking, threatening thing to humans?
I don't think this is threatening. I do think that at some point computers are going to be as good as humans at most things. But I think that mm-hmm. we humans are going to start doing different kinds of things. In history, we have been able to automate a lot of things. For example, 100 years ago, there used to be people whose jobs were to add things. Mm-hmm. You know, the first quote-unquote computers were actually humans.
Yeah, that's right. That's the job mainly done by women, right?
Correct. I mean, NASA, for example, would hire people to just calculate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't need that job anymore. But at the same time, we've added other jobs.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is a big problem.
No, I actually see that's a very good thing because machines can do all the dull jobs and then we do the creative fun jobs.
That's what I think. I mean, that's the idea with machine learning.
Okay, that's awesome. So machine learning, 机器学习.
机器学习.
机器学习. Okay, thank you so much, Louis, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about learning, 学习, and machine learning, 机器学习. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Louis.
Bye.